KFNC,
Mont Bellevue, Houston,
a Gao Media station.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, our number two starts now. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on that F Yeah Friday that we always talk about because we have a lot of things going on. F for funny. We have a comedian of the week. It's Doug Dalton.
Dougie.
At Doug S. Dalton.
Dougie Doug.
On Twitter. Nick, you know him like that?
No, I don't.
If you walked into the club and said, hey, Dougie Doug.
Doug is, love Doug to death. If you ever need a plug for, you know.
Damn, just like that,
wow.
Bro? He just threw Doug under the bus.
Yes, he did. He ran
I'm just
over.
Saying Doug knows people. I'm not saying he doesn't. I'm not saying I've never not seen him high. I'm just saying Doug knows people.
Oh, that's funny. I remember one time, I'm not going to throw the guys.
Doug the plug. No, I don't know.
There was a comic. He was standing right next to me, and I didn't know. It was at the joke joint. I went to go see, I forgot who it was.
Not me, obviously.
I've seen you twice. Shut up. But I went over there, and the guy.
Disrespect.
That was bad.
And the guy smelt like it so bad. And I didn't know he was the stand-up comic opening for the headliner. And then I go inside.
It was probably Doug. I'm not even going to lie.
It wasn't.
Because I'm like, bro, what is your cologne made of THC? Oh, my God. You smell like your
They don't
sheet.
Try to
you
hide it.
You smell like you sleep with hemp sheets.
Comedians don't try to hide it, I feel like.
No, we don't.
They do
I mean,
not.
They don't. Damn it.
Caught red-handed. Yeah. There you go.
Dag nabbit. Doug's a cool dude. I'm not going to. Put his business out there.
You Oops. Totally did.
You don't. Yeah.
You
don't have to do any more. You've done enough.
But that's one of the things they'll teach you is if you can be the plug, that can get you a long way in the business.
Okay, really?
Yes.
If you're the supplier, you're going to get chances to work.
Yes, because you know guys come in from out of town. Like if I go out of town, that might be one of the first questions I ask. Hey, who's the plug around here? And they'll be like, oh, yeah, hit up so-and-so. And then you're like, yo, dude, yeah, come to a guest set and bring a gram.
hey, Barry, you're not that funny, but I got some herb. Okay, I got a spot for you, bro.
Exactly.
I got a spot for you, player.
Exactly. That was one of the things I remember sitting through a comedy seminar, and they were like, look, if you suck, at least have drugs.
Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. The great words of Nickelback.
Yeah.
You said Nickelback?
That'll what?
There's a lot of comparisons.
But that'll get you a long way in the business.
No.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. The other thing that has been remarkable because of all the Kawhi, everything we just got done talking about, the Rockets and everything else, is the lifespan of the NBA in terms of its media coverage and popularity is through the roof. You think about it. All the way through the finals, and there was enough enticing good games to keep people engaged. Then that stupid award show, but people were talking about it. Then the NBA draft. Then free agency set everything just completely on fire, and it hasn't cooled down, and it continues to just bury everything else. Not bury, but completely take precedence
like
over everything else so that people go, man, it's almost a 12-month cycle now for the league.
Well, it's smart because this time of year is really slow. Baseball is obviously
this week alone.
This week for sure, but the Rockets, you're right, couldn't have picked a better day and a better time of year to try to make a splash and get some publicity out of it. But this is a slow time. I mean, it's the grind right now. Your baseball is in the middle of the grind.
Well, and that's
so
where I was going, too, because
much.
The other thing, the Rockets did the Astros a huge favor because the Astros evidently thought that they had Thursday off, too.
Boy, that was ugly.
And just right from the get-go, Framber Valdez got lit up and they lost 5-0.
Don't need to see him ever again.
Framber Valdez has given up 15 earned runs in the last 7 innings.
Oh, ouch.
You can take him and your little cutie, you cutie, and you can just put them back in AAA.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good with that experiment for now. Let him figure this out in the minors, but I certainly don't need to see him. And I did see a tweet where somebody said, well, the HEB curse is has been fully realized now that Alex Bregman got hit in the face.
Little chin, yeah, it took one to the chin, but they said 4 stitches. He wanted to stay in the game. Good news, nothing fractured. He'll play But that was just the way the whole night went. Yeah. It was like, again, a blessing. The Rockets were distracting everybody because it was like, that was ugly.
That's, yeah. But I was like, ugh. I mean, you played ball. Were you ever hit in the face with balls?
Oh, yeah.
Not like, not balls, plural. I've been hit by a ball.
Like a pear?
Yeah.
Immediately goes, oh, yeah. Right, as soon as it happened, I was like, I know what I'm doing tomorrow. Joe, you play. You've been hit in the face with balls before, right? In baseball?
Can't deny it, sir.
You go back. You got to save it because he goes, oh, yeah. Wait, no.
I won't do that. I needed all that.
I immediately was like, hopefully that's just a take a day off. You know, it's
right.
Going to be
and
sore.
And I think that I was like you said, get now when stitches. You got Cole and Verlander and Miley lined up for the rest of the series, you should be in good shape. But I hope this is the one that kicks Luno in the rear end and says exactly what I've been preaching for. Don't wait till you get into a bidding war. Go get another starting pitcher right now. Be the guy that gets the whole thing rolling because your starting pitching and your rotation isn't close to being as complete as it was a year ago.
I'd rather you just see putting McHugh back in there.
Well, and Peacock,
now,
who's
but
been
I don't need to see
throwing
Framber Valdez.
AAA.
Yeah,
no
I don't
more
see,
of the young
need
guys.
To see Yequidy or Framber Valdez or any of that stuff. Just,
I'm with you. And the kid that came in for Valdez did a nice job. People won't pay attention to him because of the fact that it was already pretty much out of reach the way they played.
Sneed.
Yeah, Sneed was did a nice job. But overall, Sneed's not the answer either.
I saw something where he's like he's the first guy since the 70s named Cy.
Yep, since 75.
And that's crazy.
Yeah. And they said most of them were born before 1893.
Yeah, Cy's not a name. I do know a Cy. In fact, I just saw, that was kind of creepy that we talked about that, because I just saw a Facebook post from him. His name's Cy Ronaday, but it's spelled S-A-I.
I thought you were going to go Gundam style on me. Or is that Cy? Isn't that his name? Cy.
It is Cy.
It is Cy. Yeah. P-S-Y or whatever.
I think so, yeah.
I was like, what is he talking about? Because the guy I was talking about is...
Go get your balls hit in the face.
I mean, you played ball. Were you ever hit in the face with balls?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just take the first part out. And just a question. Were you ever hit in the face with balls?
Oh, yeah.
You played ball. Were you ever hit in the face with balls?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then you sound like me, so I'm fine with it.
You're like, that wasn't me.
That wasn't me. Barry answered his own
question.
Denied
it. Fine. I deny it.
Yeah. So Astros back at it tonight. We did want to get to some of that because we talked about it yesterday that they were the only two teams. Now, a full slate of games starting tonight with weekend series across baseball as they're back full strength.
Speaking of the ticker that runs across the bottom, I'm watching the Astros game and I'm on the internet and I see something pop up that says that the Atlantic Coast League is exploring or going to allow people to steal first base.
Isn't that crazy?
And I'll be honest with you. As big of a baseball fan as I am, I have never heard of stealing first base. So I immediately was like, what is this about? Essentially, on any pitch,
yep, at any time,
at any moment during an at-bat, and a ball gets away, if you can safely run to first, you just take off running.
I would definitely ask Tyler White to do that.
If they throw you out, you're out.
Yeah, Nick.
So
you can't time him with a calendar.
Ask,
he's not gonna outrun it.
Sure?
That ball would have to get out of the stadium.
What if he's like sneaky fast?
You know,
big guys are like
sneaky
fast.
What if he's sneaky hungry?
Sneaky fat. What? Sneaky fat or sneaky fast? What did you
there
say?
There you go again, picking on Tyler White. Is waiting all that need every day.
I mean, that's the first time I've ever made a fat joke, but it's just because
not ever made a fat joke about Tyler White.
About Tyler White, okay. Yes, very true.
Exactly.
But that's what I thought he said at first, was he was sneaky fat. And I'm like, well.
Like, no, sneaky about his
like,
fat.
Like, I'm sneaky fat.
Yeah, you're.
Like, you may not.
No, I don't know if you're
like,
sneaky
you may
fat.
Not. If I took my shirt off, you'd be like, oh, you're fat. But if I have my shirt on, you'd be like, oh, you're not fat like Joel. He's like, you're not fat. And then if we were all at a pool party, you'd be like, yeah, he's fat. And that's.
I tell you that all the time.
He's fat. But I was fascinated by that. Stealing first base.
So the Atlantic League is like the experimental lab for everything.
Yeah.
They're going with the computerized strike zone.
Yes. I'm so for that. This has been needed for 7 years now.
They're also trying to do it on the bases.
Like safer out?
Yep.
Ooh, how are they going to do
that? I don't know exactly how with the cameras, but I know that's going to take more time. And for people that bitch about how long baseball games take, that could be a problem. But like you, I had heard about all these other things because the Skeeters were one of the teams that were going to be used as a guinea pig to try the strike zone. But all of a sudden to hear stealing first base, I'm like, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
Like, I can see it if, like, you're trying to get a rally started and the pitcher throws a wild pitch. And you look at it, you're like, oh, I can beat that out. But does that count on your average?
No, I guess it's like a walk. It's like a walk. Okay. Yeah. Now I do. Do you get a stolen base?
I think you should.
Oh man, a guy like Miles Straw, if it gets anywhere close to getting away,
he might. He should. Yeah,
you're taking first base for sure.
Miles Straw just has to be sent down just for a week or two, so he can just have some fun with it.
Pad his numbers so that Todd Callis can say he leads professional baseball in steals
and home runs.
It's going to be interesting, though. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that gets scored. I'm sure it's not an at bat like a walk, but do you get credit for a stolen base? And it certainly makes it more interesting, like you said, especially late in games where you may not even have anybody on base, but now you really are you going to throw a slider in the dirt?
And how many times have we seen that wild pitch take a quirky bounce off the backstop or the stadiums that have a brick wall?
Yeah.
And it starts going all the way, and you're like, especially with a Miles Straw. Now I'm not only thinking about getting to first, but depending on how long it takes, and if all the other infielders are just sleeping, you're like, you know what, bro? A double's a double. If I get to second base and scoring position with less than two outs, I've done my team a huge favor.
And in the past, you know, pass ball with nobody on near the plate, it's no big deal. Pitcher's just like, whatever. It puts a whole different dynamic on. I like the forward thinking of it. I'm not 100. It seems a little gimmicky, but I'm sure that when the stolen base was introduced, that seemed gimmicky. Wait, I can just run and they've got to throw me out?
Well, but
that's crazy talk. That's not how we play baseball.
I can see that. It's like the D-League was initially for the NBA with the different three-point lines, with the different basketball, with all those kind of things.
Right.
Try it there so that you can get all the kinks out of it. And if it is something that works, because they're also still experimenting with that extra innings, starting with a runner on second base, all that kind of stuff, to see if they can shorten the game or get extra innings done quicker. Yeah. And then you learn, and you live and you learn, going, people like this, they don't like that, it's working, this didn't work right, and then you go.
Well, I was going to say, I would rather them do stuff like this than that stupid-ass extra inning thing where a runner, you know, you got a runner on second. I don't like that. I feel like you still have to earn the base.
I'm with you.
And just putting a guy on second, at least in this scenario, you still have to beat a throw.
Right, I did bring it up because, again, the Atlantic League's also experimenting with that.
Right.
And in minor league baseball, they're trying to see how that works.
I'm you know, 75% in on stealing first. I'm 1,000% in on automating the strike zone.
I am too.
Give me that right away. Get the kinks worked out, and let's get it up to the majors ASAP.
They're even being proactive with all the people that think, well, this is going to cost the umpires a job. And they're saying, no, because of the technology and how to implement it and the things to do with it, that there will be more jobs available because of it. Now, that remains to be seen. But at least they're thinking about those things, too.
I think there will be room for officials, but they're going to be a lot less in the event that they enforce that system.
Just more bodies employed, I think is what they're implying, not necessarily more umpires, per se.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's the same amount of umpires because you still have other calls that need to be made.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still plays at the plate. There's still fair foul. There's still balks. You got to keep track of it. You know, there's still other stuff. You're not losing the home plate umpire. That's just not going to be the case.
So the deadline to sign a franchise tender for a multi-year contract is Monday at 4 Eastern. Just wanted to let you know that one of your favorite Texans who's approaching that kind of a deal has not signed his franchise tender, and this could be an ongoing issue, as we've talked about in the past. So we can kick that around as well as a whole lot more. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. And by the way, coming up next, stay tuned for another clip from our Comedian of the Week. It is Doug Dalton, and he'll be coming up after the break right here on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, I got a question for you. How much money did you get back the last time you filled up your tank? How much money did somebody hand you? None? Wow, that's weird. How much money did you get back the last time you ate out for lunch or dinner? Oh, none? But sounds like you need to put GetUpside on your phone right now so you can start getting cash back when you do those things. That's what GetUpside is all about. They get you cash back when you fill up your tank or when you fill up your belly. It's a great app. We're all using it at the station. A lot of us are on it. We've been on it. AJ's been on it. I'm on it. Nick's on it. Got family getting on it, friends. And I don't want you to miss out on that money as well. Like I told you earlier, I had somebody show me they got $7 back on their first fill up through the GetUpside app. Why are you wasting money? Get on this app right now. It's completely free to download and put on your phone. Use my promo code Barry. It's going to get you an extra bump. That's how that guy got that $7 back, was using my promo code B-A-R-R-Y. This was an app that's already been featured on ABC 13, so I'm not just raving about it, and the listeners aren't sending me screen texts and raving about it. This is a big deal. People are using it, and it's legit. And the way it works is these businesses want you to go to them, so they give you these offers through the Get Upside app, but only through the Get Upside app. So make sure you go download it right now. Put it on your phone. And start taking advantage of these deals. There's over 100 restaurants that participate in the city, over 500 gas stations that are participating, where you can get up to 25 cents a gallon for gas and up to 35% cash back on your food. Download it right now. Put in promo code Barry. Start using Get Upside. Get that cash back. Thank me later.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
But my job used to be easy. It used to be very easy, inconsequential. I could go in high. I could go in drunk. I could f*** up everything. Nobody would care. Nobody would say sh**. And I would leave with cash. It was dope. All right? But now there's Yelp. Who here's Yelped? Come up here. It's a very minimalistic industry. You should just expect water and your food within 35 minutes at a lunch shift. That's what it should be. But people have questions. People ask me these questions. They ask me questions all day. Stupid shit. But they asked me this stuff like I went to school to be a waiter. And I didn't go to school at all.
Doug Dalton right there, Comedian of the Week. Got one more clip coming from him at 3:15. If you missed any of it, ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab. You can catch the hours you missed, including the clips from Doug Dalton. Barry has given you the backstory.
Get it. A couple texts before we keep it moving. Going back to the baseball talk, Youngblood said, any thoughts on shortening the game to something like 7 innings? No.
No.
I don't think you need to do that.
I think we talked about before how the length of a baseball, like the average length of a baseball game, is not necessarily significantly longer than an NFL and NBA. Didn't we talk about this on the show?
Yeah, it's a point I brought up because everybody
bitches
about it.
Right, you were the one who brought it up.
Yeah, everybody was bitching about it, and I try to be a baseball defender. And for the longest time, I kept hearing about people, bitch, baseball's too long. And then I started thinking about it. Well, okay, let's evaluate how long, if you're sitting at home watching a game, how long does it take to sit through a basketball game? Because you know, like in our sports fans' minds, we go through that stuff, right? You're like, all right, I probably need to give it about 2.5 hours for a basketball game. Two and a half, maybe. Start to finish, right? And this started coming up when I started DVRing games. Because I'd be like, well, I need to add 30 minutes because this is only 2 hours in this block. So I'm going to go ahead and record the next show so I don't miss
Correct.
Anything.
Yeah.
So I started thinking, and then I was like, well, I'm allowing 3 hours for a baseball game. Football games are 3 hours.
Absolutely.
What is everybody bitching about? So again, does it move slow? Are there longer games? Yes and yes. But
they're longer games all over, right?
The average baseball game is something like 3 hours and 20 minutes, 3 hours and 30 minutes. That's about what you're going to get watching a football game.
Sure.
With halftime and everything else. So
yeah, no doubt about it.
I don't see why you need to shorten the game at all to 7 innings. Speaking of baseball, specifically Minute Maid Park. I love our suspects because we just got this text. I just dropped off 450 pounds of black netting at Minute Maid Park. Wonder what that's for. Was the text.
Well, the White Sox were the first
there
team to
go.
Do it. They did it the other night.
It's
and
happened.
So they're going to debut it from foul pole to foul pole, netting up down the entire baseline on both sides. So we'll see if the Astros follow suit because it's been a big topic.
They just had 450 pounds worth of black netting dropped off at Minute Maid, according to one of our texters. So looks like it's going to be happening sooner rather than later. I thought they were going to wait till the end of the year.
That's what I thought.
Maybe not now.
Well, that's the vibe that you felt.
But why wouldn't
you
do that over the All-Star break? I guess they're on a road trip.
I can tell you,
why.
Yeah, because teams were going to do that. They're going to do it next year. They weren't planning on it. And then the Rob Manfred press conference during All-Star festivities got real heated about the topic and how many injuries is it going to take and why, as the commissioner, can't you just demand that every team do it? And the honest answer is because big money teams have fought it. The Yankees fans want that open air field. They don't want a net in front of them.
They don't care if people die either. New York's crowded. If few people die,
we've already talked about
you're doing New Yorkers a favor.
How big
of
a-holes the New York fan base.
I'll be honest with you.
I got 10 million people anyway.
I'll be honest with you. Outside of kids, if a few adults died at a baseball game, that's less traffic on Houston
Road.
Save
the women and children.
I'm not going.
Save the children. Okay? There's still women drivers, and they still take up lanes of traffic, and they still drive bad just like men do. Stop. Don't try it. We're all bad drivers in Houston, so if a few of adults passed away at a baseball game, it's less traffic. I'm not mad.
I'm just telling
you're
you.
You're not
why
in on this
Barry
with me,
out here wishing death on New York.
Joe bailed on pounds.
Me. Nick bailed on me.
Kind of.
Y'all
mean.
Bailed on me. But, you know, I don't care. I hope y'all. I almost cursed.
Whoa, yeah, baby.
I hope y'all die at the baseball game. That's two more parking spots here at work.
You got trouble parking in our parking lot. You got it.
Doing it wrong.
Then you're trying to keep your car from getting scratched.
Well, I mean, when you get here at 12:48, you can get a little hairy.
I can see that. But 450 pounds of netting, that's not nearly enough. That netting is heavy enough that you would think that they're going to need a whole lot to go from, because right now it only goes to the end of the dugouts.
Right. I mean, I've always
felt
like
covered already.
It's been 50-50. Some people say the netting obstructs the view, and some people don't. I mean, I can't put a finger on what people really want. When it comes down to the netting, yeah. I think that people that go to games more often than the ones that don't, well, I'm assuming, I have no proof, that they probably would not want the netting, especially if they have those seats.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it really obstructs their view, but I feel like it's been 50-50 every time this incident happened.
Yeah.
Ever since this incident happened, it's been 50-50.
To your point about not enough netting, that's true. I imagine 450, one, it might have not been the only delivery.
True.
It might have just been on his truck. Two, maybe they're just going to not go all the way to the foul pole. They may just be extending the netting right now, and maybe it's going to be a gradual step down. So it's not all the way up. It kind of, you know, goes like a... I don't know, like a graph.
Diagonal slant down.
Yeah, like a graph down as it slowly gets towards the outfield. So I mean, it could be either one of those.
It's just gonna go. It's gonna be like a hockey wall, the hockey glass. But it's so what I'm saying by saying that is it's just gonna go straight up and down.
Yeah.
It's not gonna also go back over like behind home plate,
right?
Because they still want the fan experience to be able to catch the foul balls.
Right, correct.
Right. So, all right. So we'll see how that plays out.
A lot
out.
Of time, those their name is escaping me. The Astros. I guess the dance team or the cheerleaders or whatever, they throw a lot of the T-shirts from on top of the dugout.
Yep, they sure do.
Ooh. Now they're going to have to go up and down the aisles.
Exactly. Because I see it every game that I go to, they're on top
of
the dugout.
Are they shooting stars?
I think it's the shooting stars.
Is that it?
Are they?
Yeah. But they throw free T-shirts, free giveaways, gifts, whatever the case may be, a lot of times from on top of that dugout. Now, sometimes they take that little golf cart, you know, that one that ran over one of the Astros employees one time?
Yes.
And they shoot
greatest
it from there.
Greatest moment in Houston sports history.
And she didn't sue him. I would have sued the hell
again,
out of you, boy. Oh, my God.
Again, traffic. There's even traffic on
the
field. See? I rest my case, all right? I had a legitimate point.
Did they signal?
I don't know if orbits
would be truly Houston if they didn't.
I pulled up. You're correct. It is the Astros shooting stars. And you can go to Astros.com and the shooting stars are there. And they show the whole roster.
You know who was an alum?
Who?
Mindy.
Mindy was a shooting star.
Mindy that's on Sports Map doing office exercises and other things that people like to look at.
This is their version of the Rockets power dancers, right? Oh, this is going to be a great transition.
You're going to take this one, brother.
This is, I would say they're probably, you know, if we're going to use batting averages, they're hitting 300, about 30%. But you know what? That's okay. Because for that other 70%, even if it doesn't get you in the mood, BlueChew.com certainly can. Look at that. What? Professional, guys. If you haven't been to BlueChew.com yet, go check it out right now. They got, they have chewables that have the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. And guys, even if you don't have ED, you just want to be a little better in the bedroom, want to last a little longer, want to be ready a little faster, maybe the sex drive just isn't as vibrant as it used to be. All these reasons are reasons to go to BlueChew.com and check out their chewables and what they offer. Same ingredients, like I said, as Viagra and Cialis. You just don't pay the extra money, and it's a chewable, so you get the results faster, 20 minutes versus an hour, and you don't have to eat before and have all these plans. And I mean, you'd have to have a schedule, and it got crazy. And not anymore, not with BlueChew.com and the chewables that they have out there. And don't forget, all this is done online. I just did this 2 days ago. In fact, little secret, I did it during the show. That's how easy it is to get chewables from BlueChew.com. I got seen by a physician, and when they qualified me, they sent me the prescription online. It's that simple.
It really is. And as Barry said, everything has been minimized in terms of the time, so you can maximize your time in the bedroom. And it's all done discreetly. If you go to BlueChew.com and you talk with an affiliated physician, if you qualify, you get prescribed right there online. You don't have to go to any doctor's visits. You don't have to sit in any waiting rooms. No awkward conversations. And they've taken the time to take every detail into consideration, which means the actual prescription ships directly to your door in discreet packaging, so no one knows what you're getting, and you get all the benefits. The chewables from BlueChew.com are prescribed online by a doctor, and the products are made in the United States, so you can trust them. They give you confidence in bed every time. You and your partner will love it. Chew it and do it. And a great deal for you guys, the suspects. We're going to do it for you because we care about you guys and doing what you do. BlueChew.com. Get your first order free when you use the promo code SUSPECTS. You just pay the $5 in shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code SUSPECTS. Do it now.
G'day mates, this is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Plenty more of the big show.
Whoa, who's this? Who are you?
I'm Joel Blank, and I can confirm I have actually been hit in the face with balls before. Back in my playing days. He's going to kill me. Here he comes. Yeah, you missed it all, buddy. Sorry. That's on you. No, I said I'm Joel Blank. He goes, You're playing days? Hey, pal.
Yeah, let's not forget the hook shot that lives in infamy.
I have played a little baseball in my time.
You've been hit by a ball?
Never. Uh-huh. Yeah, nice try trying to walk me into that. Not happening. Uh-huh. Cause see that, never mind. Never I almost said third something. Base? I almost said I could see that coming a mile
they
away.
They call you. But that would have been to third base?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? Of course.
Are you Russell Westbrook? Why not?
This is not going well.
I'm having a good time with it.
This is not going well at all.
So, we talked baseball, right? We talked a lot of Rockets, obviously. But here's one thing that you and I talked about. I did a little Sports Map video on it as well. But the story came out this week that the riff that really ended the relationship between Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien was around Jadeveon Clowney. I had some sources back that up and say absolutely part of the reason for sure. And that was a big deal. And that Gain is not happy. And that in the process of going through all of this, he indeed was a big Clowney fan. And is a big Clowney fan.
Gain?
Yeah. And that Billy O.
Not so much.
Not so much.
Now,
so,
I don't know if your source has expanded upon it, but is Billy O not a big Clowney fan or not a big fan of overpaying for Clowney services? Or both.
It didn't get to that level.
I would be interested to know that.
But the other thing is,
I don't think he's a big Clowney fan. That's just my guess.
And I think that I would probably go that way, but I didn't hear it from these people, so I'm not going to say that. But I just think that the other thing that is interesting is Clowney has not yet signed the tag deal. Mm-hmm. If they want to try and do anything, they have to get a multi-year deal done, I believe, by Monday at 4 Eastern. And I would think that I'm saying this to say this. I think Clowney, more likely than not, is probably going to be traded or attempted to be traded now between now and training camp, or at least before the start of the season, simply because of the fact that if of the two guys, Bill's still standing, as we knew he would be.
Well, sure.
That it doesn't bode well for Jadeveon. And that not only is Brian Gain upset, but that internally people said they knew it from the start that Bill O'Brien's focus is he's trying to make this New England of the South. And that Casario's just another addition to that. He feels that, you know, most comfortable around all the people that he worked with in New England. So it's not going to stop. It's going to keep on coming in terms of Patriots employees and guys that work for the Patriots with him that are going to come this way.
Yeah, well, you don't want to end up in a situation, and I'm not sure that he would. He just may not do anything, but like contract-wise. But you don't want Clowney holding out You know, and then he will cost himself the $15 million. Yeah, the $16 million. But you also don't want to be held hostage and pay him more. I was looking at SpotTrack for his value because it's like, well, where does he rank? What is he worth? Comparable players, according to SpotTrack, is Von Miller, Olivier Vernon, Melvin Ingram, and Nick Perry. And those salaries average out to be about 80 mil, 16 a year. When they sign their contracts, they have the average age of being signed at 26 and a half years old. So all of that is factored in. And I heard Cody talking about, well, you know, when you compare stats of tackles for loss and sacks, he's produced more than Aaron Donald and all that. True, but I think he really gets paid
you're
more.
You're not getting me there to compare him to Aaron Donald.
The tackles for a loss thing can be deceiving because if a team is just running the ball because they're up by a bunch, and that can be deceiving. What I look for more than anything is sacks, which I guess could also be deceiving if a team is way behind. But let's be real, the Texans haven't had a team way behind where they have had to have thrown the ball a bunch of times. So according to SpotTrack, though, he's worth $16 million a year. That's his projected value, $16.6 a year, and an $80 million a year.
Or
an $80 million total.
I'd give him $4 and $64 million. I'd give him $16 a year. I would, but I'm not giving him.
Would you give him $6,100, which is $16.68?
I think I would.
Okay. Because that's what they're saying the market value is. Do we know what he's asking?
I don't know, but he wanted to be considered same draft class and everything as Aaron Donald and Khalil Mack. I would think he's got to be trying to get after that same kind of structure.
Well, I would be interested to see if we've heard what is specifically his agent is asking for, because that I don't know.
The other thing that's going to be interesting from a Brian Gain perspective is to see the fact that a lot of people were very happy with the draft picks that they got and the draft that they had. And if these guys pan out, especially after with basically nothing to work with and little picks last year, he got a Justin Reed. He got some guys that were better than serviceable that helped this team to realize that this guy maybe got a raw deal and knew a lot more than people gave him credit for.
Mm-hmm.
And just because of a personality conflict, he was shown the door. So we'll check on that. If you missed it yesterday, there was an article, I believe, in the Chronicle about the fact that because I inquired about how much the lawsuit for the racial discrimination was factored into the Brian Gain thing, and again was basically told no. And the article yesterday basically backed up the fact that there were several African American former employees of Brian Gain and had worked with him in the past that said there were no issues. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, very interesting.
But, the good thing for him is he's still getting paid. Bad news is he's a football guy and wants to work in football.
Yeah.
So with that being said, Josh wants to get in here and talk a little bit about Clowney. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. How you all doing?
What's up, man?
First off, I am not a fan of Overton Clowney, and I don't think he deserves Donald's money. And I think, honestly, we should trade him kind of like what you all are saying. And I'm pretty sure one of y'all tweeted out earlier about a possible trade for Melvin Gordon, which I think would be awesome to just add more star power. Also, I don't know about trading division, but what about a trade for Jalen Ramsey? We clearly need cornerback help. I don't know how tight they are on Jalen Ramsey or what they want to do, and I'd rather overpay Jalen Ramsey than Clowney or go get another offensive lineman for him. I kind of wanted to hear y'all's take on that as well. So I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate the call, Josh. Thanks for listening. Look, I tweeted out today that Jalen Ramsey sent out a picture of him and DeAndre Hopkins after a game giving a hug and talking on the field and said, looks like Houston's the place to go to pair up these days, with big old googly eyes looking down at the tweet. And it's like, look, if you want to talk, first of all, Ramsey said he tweeted that out. And I would take Jalen Ramsey in a heartbeat. We know how much this secondary needs a leader and a dominant player. And I think he, along with Reed, would really give you some solid personnel in the backfield and on the defensive side of the football. I just don't think it's going to happen because it's interdivision. I don't think Jacksonville's going to do anything.
Well, if you were to figure out a way, if Clowney would agree, yeah, I'll go play. If Jacksonville says, yeah, we will sign you to a long-term extension, let's make this happen. You play out, on this year's franchise tag, and then we'll get you an extension or whatever. If those talks take place, I would totally be okay with swapping Clowney for Jalen Ramsey. I think the thing that you have to worry about with Ramsey is, though, remember, he was drafted in 2016, so he's got this year and next year, and then he's in the same boat that you're in with Clowney. He's going to want a long-term deal because he's playing for like $3.5 million this year. Next year, he'll play for $13 million, but then after that, You got to figure out, he's going to want another long-term extension. Do you want to pay him? Is he worth it? He'll be 26 years old. So you're right back in the same situation you are with Clowney. I think the difference being, to me anyways, is that Jalen Ramsey has proven to be much more consistent throughout his career and playing at a high level than Jadeveon Clowney has. And that might be why the Texans are balking a little bit at giving him, you know, what he wants. But Ramsey's going to cost you the same amount. He's going to cost you $16 million a year probably.
But again, and you know what I've harped on all along when my criticism of Jadeveon Clowney is, all the ability is there. It's just the consistency, the ability to avoid all the injuries, to stay on the field and do it on a consistent basis. Because as we both said over the last several months to a year or two, when you compare, he's looking to try and get money with the same guys he was drafted with, but the numbers just don't add up. He's way behind Khalil Mack and Aaron Donald. So, I think Jalen Ramsey is one hell of a football player. And I don't think you have those issues with him. You've got more issues in the locker room and with, like, kind of his maturity level on some things. Mm-hmm. But I think that in the right structure with the right veterans around him, that might – you could basically – you could work on that. But I would do that trade in a heartbeat if the opportunity was there.
Yeah, while you still have a year or two of potentially a good J.J. Watt. So yep. You still have some sort of pass rush. Right. But I go back to what we talked about yesterday a little bit. It sure is nice having those guys on both sides of the line. But if you can't make it work and you're going to lose him anyways and you could get somebody like a Jalen Ramsey, I would do it. I just don't think that's going to happen.
I agree
but
with you.
But it's nice to pontificate and pretend.
Oh, well.
I mean,
would you care for a spot of tea?
Somebody does have a word of the day calendar that they're using occasionally.
Speaking of tea, shout out to our girl Tracy Cowley and her husband Wesley. They are listening while at the American Century Championship in Lake Tahoe. She said her husband is a diva and asked for the shout out.
Oh, he's the diva, not her.
And she thinks like they're doing me favors by trying to go to guys that I know to get pictures. I'm like, no.
I know those guys.
Yeah, don't do that.
Somebody said Clowney would destroy the... Oh, that's this is Dr. Dre on 290. He said Clowney would destroy the Texans O-line, 5 sacks a game. That's also why you don't make that trade. Good point, Dre.
You don't want to see him. You don't want to see him twice a year.
No.
So there you have that. All right, we'll continue to roll on. Hour number 2, 3-hour show. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more in just mere minutes. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. And indeed.
My heart beats in patterns to the broken sound.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through our number 2, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, Joel, F. Yeah, Friday. We're having some fun here on the show. Plenty to talk about for once. You're...
Like, not today, Satan.
What?
I got followed. I'm trying to see who else. I got followed by somebody named Elizabeth Lawson. And it's obviously a bot account because she's super hot with massive she-she's. And... Yeah. She follows 29 people and has no followers. And she joined July 2019. Not today, Satan. I'm not falling for that. I'm not following
you. Are
they a
Rockets fan? Was there a little rocket anywhere near?
No, but I'm,
did
look,
she ask you
I'm
to
looking
run it back?
At she's obviously just running through this bot is running through.
Oh, she's running it back, Barry.
Yeah. I see Salisbury's name on the list of followers that she's following Matt Thomas. John McClain, Sean Pendergast, Dustin His Sources, let's see, myself, Adam Wexler, Chris Gordy, and that's all the names I would really recognize. So, are you upset that she didn't follow you?
No, not at all. I was trying to say, like,
that's
are
weird.
There common threads now, amongst all those guys? Now,
well, I mean, obviously, those are all the radio
guys.
Either
that or it's Daryl Morey, one of the two.
No, that's what I said, because otherwise they're going to run it back.
I was getting those tweets after the trade, by the way.
Really?
Oh, you were?
I was getting bot tweets after the news of Russell Westbrook.
No, not me.
Three of them.
Oh, did you take my advice finally? I think I did it for you, right? The setting to stop getting those?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I need to do that for you. Oh, I don't care. That's right.
I don't think he did the setting, to be honest with you.
No.
I bet you he still gets the bots.
Oh, you know what?
I didn't get any after the trade.
No, you do, though, because you still respond and tag me in those damn things, and I wouldn't see them if it wasn't for you.
Those I actually do intentionally just for to get the ire and the vitriol well, that you're giving to me right now.
It works. I hate them so much. Hey,
do you remember Dikembe?
No, no, no. No, no, no.
You are blocked. Ugh. Give me a Larry David real quick.
I hate him so
pretty good.
I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
I did that last night.
Did you?
Really?
Did you give me credit, bitch?
My wife goes, how was the show today? I was like, it was pretty good. And if the guys were here, they would be laughing and killing me at the same time.
For sure.
I thought you were going to say something else.
I don't know what that means. I was like, it's just, don't worry about it. It was funny if you listened to the show.
You really appreciate it. If you really appreciate dry humor, then you would have followed through that entire...
I love dry humor.
Each and every season of that Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm telling you. Very well written, dry humor, but funny.
See, I don't know why I can't get into it.
Like, oh, it's so funny.
That and Arrested Development.
That's and another Larry David show,
It's Always
right?
Sunny in Philadelphia. Those are three shows that I'm told all the time I need to be watching or have watched.
Did Larry David write for Arrested Development?
I don't know.
I thought I had heard that, but I'm not sure.
I obviously did Seinfeld and Curb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, yeah, me and Nora, we knocked it out. She looked at me and she said, how was that, babe? And I said, pretty good.
I know better. The answer is always great.
Oh.
Always great. The answer is great. If you're a dude and your wife asks you,
oh, if you, yeah,
how it was, you say great. You just happy to
you don't
be
go,
there.
Ah, meh.
Yeah.
You don't do that?
I mean, you know, I've had better. No, don't say any of that.
No. Uh-uh.
That's just great. It was great. It was absolutely great.
There you have it.
Somebody, by the way, it was Cowboy Trav that had mentioned about dropping off the netting to Minute Maid Park, and he did confirm there are 800 more pounds of netting on the way. That's all that he could carry. It's all coming from Hockley, Texas. So appreciate the info, Cowboy Trav.
They'll probably, in the near future, finish up the project from the dugout to the foul line.
Yep.
Foul pole.
Yes, indeedy. So, do you see the controversy going on with Jermaine Dupri? Cardi B. So Jermaine Dupri did an interview with People, and they asked him about female rappers. He said, I feel like they're all rapping about the same thing. It's just basically strippers rapping. And it kind of made Cardi B and a lot of other female rappers mad. And then Cardi B, do you follow her on Twitter?
I don't.
I have. She is pretty funny.
She's really funny because she doesn't care. Like, she's not trying to be like, well, I'm a celebrity and I have to. Yeah. Like, so she was just basically talking about, yeah, we rap about our Virginia because I tried to release a regular song and everybody was like, we don't want that. So she's like, so we feel like we have to rap about our Virginias. And then none of the mainstream media and the bloggers don't give us any credit. And it's true, man. It's a catch 22. And my thought was, don't most rappers talk about their junk? What's the difference? Like, it's not like rappers today are really have an on-point message. And there's a few guys that do. You know, there's the Kendrick Lamars of the world. Most rappers don't care about the message. They're rapping.
I just feel like a lot of these rappers are just, they don't feel like some of these rappers who've become so big have paid the same amount of dues that they had to, you know, pre-social media, pre-SoundCloud and all these digital platforms that allows you to publish music without, you know, the consent of a label or anything like that. And I think they're a little bitter about it. I really believe that.
But what's the difference in saying, oh, well, all these rappers that come out that are female are just strippers? Well, what are the dudes? It's not like, you know, there's a bunch of, you know, PhD people getting into rapping. You know, I mean, I know a lot of MCs and their background. If they were female, they probably would have been a stripper because they were just trying to make it. Like, what's the difference? It just seems so misogynistic and short-sighted. And the video, I just highly recommend you go watch it.
Seriously?
So funny. Like, all her videos are so funny. She's crazy.
She's genuine.
Yeah, she is.
She's genuine, but she's crazy. Like, I wouldn't want to date Cardi B.
Without a doubt.
But she also stands by everything she's done in her life. Yep. Even like all these court cases and everything like that, and, you know, taking guys' money when she was in the strip joints and all that other stuff. She does not shy away from it.
Yeah, she said that was the thing, and she did what she did. There was a story on BuzzFeed where a guy, never mind. there was a story I was going to say when you whispered in our ear there, but there was a story on BuzzFeed where a guy who was being chased by the police, he was hiding and he gave himself away because he farted and they heard it and found him. And you know what my first thought was? Joel better not ever commit a crime.
Yeah, I'm thinking, but you always get mad because I have the silent killers. Yeah, so they're not going to find me.
That's true.
They're going to smell me, but they're not going to find me.
Those dogs go, we found him. Hey, he's over here.
They'd be like, what? Why didn't the garbage guys get that hot garbage? But they're not going to find me because of noise.
If you should hide in a trash can if you ever run from the police.
I'll be Oscar the Grouch part 2.
And you got bubble guts? I'm diving in a dumpster. They'll never find me there. That's so funny. Like, you got busted because you farted too loud.
Yeah.
Dude, like,
how can you not hold that?
Yeah, or just, you should have been running and farting and running and farting. Like, you know,
let's see what
you see? Yeah. Kind of like ripping and farting, but no, it's a little different. Now you're running from the police. Now you got to, it's running and farting and running and farting.
Hey, a lot of people are running around these days, and with the rest of the summer coming to a close in the next couple of weeks and school getting ready to start, a lot of families are heading out on vacation. You may be just traveling for business, and you may be paying too much for your hotels. All you got to do is go to besthotelrates.com, and they do all the rest for you. They take out the middleman. They do the things that you need some company to do, like make a deal with over 600,000 hotels worldwide, so all they do is pass the savings on to you. You go to besthotelrates.com, you put in your travel dates, and you put in your city of destination, and just like that, all the results pop up, and you get to pick a great hotel at a great price, and they do all the backup for you. So check them out the next time you're planning a trip. It's besthotelrates.com. It's in the name.
You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.